grocery store. Uh-huh. As I do every once in a while, I think we've all done this before.
Oh, sure. Go to the grocery store.
We need food, so we go to the grocery store.
You bet.
So the Kroger that I go to by my house it's huge. We did a show there a long time ago when it opened up, the one on my
street. Oh, yeah, that is a big one.
And when you walk in, they've got this giant area where they keep the carts. And you can go in one door and it takes you to the right side of the store and all the cash registers, or you can go on the left side, and that's where I usually start. That's the produce area.
It's cactus there giving everyone a cart as
right.
they come in.
There's a cart. So I walk in and I notice that to my right is an elderly woman, and she is probably 75, 80.
Did you push her out of the way and get her cart?
No.
Oh.
But she is sitting in one of those motorized carts.
A rascal?
Is it a rascal? Is that what they call
it? Is it just one of those that the grocery store has?
Oh, yeah. Furnished by the grocery store.
Yeah, not really a rascal there.
Right, it's one that the grocery store has. It's got a seat, and it's got maybe a basket on the back, and on the front, it looks like a scooter. It's got the two handles on either side.
What kind of horsepower they got?
I don't know. It looked like it had some giddy up and go. And in the middle, it has a little thing, your control panel. Well, as I size up which cart I'm going to get, because you don't want a cart that's got trash in it or anything. I'm looking for my cart. I notice that she's having trouble with her scooter. Okay. And it's going beep, beep, beep. And she keeps backing up into the carts. And she can't get the thing going forward. And she's grinding on the gears. And she's playing with the windshield wipers and all this stuff.
Doesn't have a windshield.
Pressing every button she can press. Yeah. And it keeps just backing up into the cart, then lurching forward, then backing up into the carts, lurching forward. And she kind of looks up at me.
Oh, poor woman.
Oh, no.
And I sit there and I stare her in the eyes for about 5 seconds. And then I just look back down at my cart, pull it out of the rack, and I head for the produce section.
You didn't show her how to put it in forward? Why? Because you don't want to be responsible?
Well, here's what I thought in those 5 seconds.
You didn't think you could figure it out?
Right. You have 5 seconds to decide, and I thought to myself, I don't know anything. If she rides these all the time. If she can't figure it out, how am I going to figure
it
out?
Maybe it was her first time. Maybe this is a real tough
moment. She was 85. It wasn't her first time.
Well, maybe her pride has shown her that, hey, I'm finally going to break down. I'm going to try one of these things.
Well, now how many times do you think Craig has ridden in the darn thing?
Well, he can help her figure it out. Maybe she can't see very well. Man, that is sorry.
There was no way I was going to be able to help her. Plus, I had shopping to do.
That is unbelievable.
Is it my responsibility? I think it's the responsibility of somebody who works there. And I figured there are Kroger workers all over the place. One of them's bound to come through there at any time, and they'll know what to do.
Or they'd hear her.
By the time you get in your 50s, you're going to be just like Larry David. You're going to be just as self-absorbed and as sorry as he is. And if you can't work it, you could have at least gone and got the manager to say, hey, this woman's having a hard time over here. Why don't you come give her some help?
Well, you know what? As soon as I got into the produce section, a Kroger worker walked by me, and I looked at him, and I thought about stopping him and telling him, but he looked busy. So I figured he may have already gotten a call, and he may have already been heading out there, so I didn't bother.
I mean, why don't you call roadside assistance or something?
If I had gone over there, I would have hit a button and it may have jettisoned her, you know. And
they don't have dangerous parts on them like that.
I wouldn't have been able to help is what I determined.
You are turning into Larry David. That's exactly what he would have done.
And number two, that's Junior and Jub Jub.